This episode of Louisville Family Fun is brought to you by LearningRx, helping struggling students change their brains through intense one-on-one training. LearningRx strengthens the cognitive skills students need to think faster, learn easier, read better, and improve their attention. And that means better performance in the classroom. Train the brain, get smarter, LearningRx.
Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Welcome to the Louisville Family Fun Podcast. I'm Stephanie White.
And I'm Maggie Kimberl.
And we're your hosts weekly on Louisville.am.
I'm bored.
Hey, enough of that. There's no boredom when there's Lou Fam Fun. Hello, it is Stephanie White from LouisvilleFamilyFun.net. I'm coming to you again on a Friday here in Louisville, and I hope you're enjoying your week and looking forward to the weekend and that you have found Louisville Family Fun and you are just searching for things to do for your family because that's what we're here for. So this podcast is going to be all about Easter. So Maggie and I are going to be chatting it up in a few, telling you, you know, we got this weekend coming up, we got next weekend, a whole bunch, tons of Easter events. You could take your kids to like 55,000 Easter egg hunts and fill your own house with only Easter eggs. It's crazy how many Easter egg hunts there are around Louisville. So that leads me into my intro. I was thinking, what am I going to talk about before just, you know, a whole podcast about Easter? And I thought, well, let's just talk about holidays in general. Louisville is very holiday based. If it's 4th of July, Halloween, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, Easter, and then Derby. Those are going to be these big holidays that there are tons and tons of events going on, and you can always find a list about those events on LouisvilleFamilyFun.net. Now, a little user guide. If you're close to an event, say like now, it's Easter time, we're not Louisville Family Fun, you're not going to go to the website. It's a blog roll. You're not going to go to the website and it's going to be staring you right in the face. We post holiday events about 4 to 6 weeks before the event. Because seriously, people, that's when you start Googling it. So we know when people want the information and we put it out at that time. So if you're coming to us and it's the week before 4th of July and you're wondering, what am I going to do? Or it's the week before Christmas or the week before Easter, what you have to do is you go to LouisvilleFamilyFun.net and it's probably going to be one of our popular posts because it's highly trafficked. So on the right-hand side, you can find all of the popular posts listed and you'll find the Easter post or the 4th of July post. Or on the top left of LouisvilleFamilyFun.net, you can just type in the holiday name, Easter, 4th of July, Halloween, and anytime we mention that, it'll go on there and you'll be able to find the post for this year. Or you can go to our Pinterest page where Lou Fam Fun on Pinterest and just find our Pinterest page board called Lou Fam Fun Stuff, Louisville Family Fun Stuff, and we'll have it pinned on there as well. I mean, we pretty much spread the word everywhere, so you can find it. If you just Google Easter events for kids in Louisville, 4th of July events for kids in Louisville, and put the year, our post will probably pop up because Google loves us. So just remember that if you don't want to do some last minute planning, we always have a post about those major holidays 4 to 6 weeks in advance. So you can get down exactly what you want to do or take some time to read through, because the reason we make those posts is because there are so many options. If there was two options, we wouldn't have to make an entire post about those holiday events. So it's not the kind of thing that you want to wait to the last minute to try to plan, because then you go, oh man, that was last weekend. I wish I would have known about that. Well, we did post it a month ago. Kidding. So make sure for those major holidays, you head to LouisvilleFamilyFun.net. If you ever have a question, you just ask us on Twitter or Facebook and we'll direct you to those holidays, because literally there's about you know, 30 events for Easter. Halloween is ridiculous. I mean, it's insane how many Halloween events and Christmas events there are. 4th of July is hugely popular for our posts. And of course, Derby, which is mostly centered around the Derby Festival events. And there's just a lot of stuff going on around town. And we really like our holidays around here in Louisville. And you know who else we really like? We really like Learning RX, two locations in Louisville, Springhurst and St. Matthews. They're going to take care of your kids. They train the brain. They get to the heart of the matter. So give them a call. Use the word podcast so you can save $100. And here's a fancy intro into myself. No, Maggie Kimbrell coming up interviewing me, myself, and I.
Are your children struggling in school? Do you really know why? At LearningRx, we specialize in turning guesswork into knowledge and frustration into success. Call LearningRx today to schedule an affordable cognitive skills test. Discover how LearningRx can help make learning easier. Get tested. Know why. LearningRx.
Save $100 on a cognitive skills test at LearningRx by calling 423-3713 and using the promo code PODCAST. Call 423-3713, promo code PODCAST.
Welcome back to the Louisville Family Fun Podcast here on Louisville.am. I'm your host, Maggie Kimbrell, and with me today is Stephanie White, the Lou Fam Fun Mama herself.
I'm back.
Hello. So today we're going to be talking about Easter. There are so many fun Easter events around.
It's crazy. Every time I compile these holiday lists, it's insane.
It gets bigger and bigger every year, it seems.
Yeah. Well, not just the number of events, but what people do is crazy.
So you know what's on my mind, the first one that I want to start talking about, the craziest of the crazy Easter events that you've talked about this year.
The helicopter?
The helicopter.
Actually, there's two.
You're kidding. There are two helicopter Easter egg drops?
There are two.
Heavens to Betsy.
I know. Well, that's what I said. Like, one of them's put on by church. I was like, what are they trying to, like the eggs are being dropped from heaven. You know? Why is the helicopter? Why do you need a helicopter?
I'm guessing one of the congregants had a helicopter and said, hey, let's drop some eggs.
Yeah. I don't know. But hey, kids will love it.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Kids will go crazy. I'm going to the helicopter one. Are you kidding me?
I mean, yeah, that sounds pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. Okay, so just events upon events upon events. And, you know, lots of places have Easter egg hunts. City of New Albany has an Easter egg hunt. Westport Village has an Easter egg hunt. There is actually an Easter egg hunt that's accessible for handicapped kids.
Yeah,
is that right?
There's no
demographic that's not covered.
Everybody's
here.
Covered.
Absolutely.
You want an
that's
Easter
what,
egg
I mean,
hunt?
That's what it looks like.
You can Easter egg hunt now, nonstop.
Now, of course, yeah, and it looks like you can just pretty much do nonstop Easter for about 2 weeks in April.
Yeah.
One of the ones I'm looking forward to is the Buffalo Trace Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, a lot of people think like. And you've covered this before,
I've covered the whole distilleries for families kind of thing. And Buffalo Trace is one of the distilleries that really does it upright. They do all kinds of fun events. They do Halloween. They do
concerts,
you know, foot races,
like
concerts, like all kinds of neat stuff like that. And they do an Easter egg hunt. And, you know, they're just really trying to say, hey, this is for the whole family.
Right. And so it's on April 12th. So it's right after this podcast.
Right.
We've got
you. Tomorrow morning, everybody.
Yeah.
to.
Get ready. Bourbon and Easter eggs.
There you go.
But we kind of have to embrace, you know, bourbon brings so much to our
local economy. It's really an agricultural product.
Right. And so we have to, you know, embrace these places, go out and support them. You don't have to think like, oh, I just have to be a bachelor to go out to these,
absolutely,
you know,
not.
The Urban Bourbon Trail.
Bourbon is for everybody.
Right. So the Buffalo Trace Easter egg hunt is a big thing. Every single year they put it out. It's their annual hunt. So that's a definitely cool one. I don't think you'd have a problem dragging dad out to the Easter egg hunt.
This is for the whole family. Now, another one I see on here that's interesting is the Easter train ride at Kentucky Railway Museum.
Yeah, well, you got to
know about that.
The Kentucky Railway Museum is great for year-round fun. They have some train rides that are just their normal excursions, but then after that, you can have train rides like they have St. Patrick's Day ones and Easter ones and, you know.
And Thomas. Everybody goes to Thomas. Once you go to Thomas a couple of times, that's, you know, that's great. That's fun when your kids are little. But then, you know, once they get a little bit older, you go to Spider-Man Day.
Yeah.
And you go to...
Or the Easter train ride.
Easter
you know?
Train. And yeah, they have all kinds of great events.
So that's what I would encourage people to do. They have, you know, a couple of times when they're going to have the Easter train ride. And so that's a great option. The Easter Bunny will be on board. And it's just a different thing if you're looking for something. You've done the Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking for something different. That'd be a great way to do it.
And so I see, I mean... Again, just Easter egg hunts everywhere. The well, Schnitzelberg area Easter egg hunt.
Just can you say that again?
Schnitzelberg?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I know, it's a great word.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is a great one. J-Town has an Easter fest. All About Kids has an Easter egg hunt. Extravaganza at the Zoo. I've never done that before.
That's
Have
new.
You done that before? Is it
You've
new?
Never oh. done it because it's new.
Oh, well, that explains it.
They're getting on the Easter.
I'm like, how did I miss that?
They're getting on the Easter bandwagon.
Yeah.
So some of these places, you just have to be sure. And like on Louisville Family Fun, we've got this all. If you just search Easter events, we'll link it up on the podcast as well. But basically, a lot of them are free. Some of them are not. So just make
yeah,
sure.
That's good to know in advance. Like These some are of the, not all free events.
Right. Like the one at All About Kids, not free.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
But a lot of the ones put on by the local parks, like if it's in the Clarksville or Jeffersonville or in J-Town,
oh, well, there's a great
those
one.
Are free.
I don't know if this one is on the list and maybe I neglected to send it to you, but I know that.
Well, I will blame it on you.
Oh, okay.
My bad. It can't be my fault.
It's totally my fault. they do a great one at the park by my house, Hounds Lane Park. I think it's put on by the Baptist church that's on the corner.
Oh, okay. Yes, yeah,
was
it
Westport
me,
Road Baptist?
Okay,
I think they have a great one at Hounds Lane Park, and it's free and it's
yeah.
Fun
a lot
and...
of the churches, you don't have to be like a member. It's an outreach for them.
Absolutely.
You know, they want everybody to come and participate.
Well, yeah, they want to involve the community and say, hey, we're a part of the community and we want to include everybody.
Right.
So.
And so there's, you know, any of those places, we have them in chronological order on Louisville Family Fun. You hit
I
like
gotcha.
The April 12th or, you know, the 19th. You're going to have lots and lots of options.
Totally.
And then, of course, we got the Easter parade.
Yeah, so tell me about the Easter parade, because I don't think I have seen this before. Is this something else that's new,
Isn't
or
it?
Did I just totally miss it?
No. Were you, like, born here or something?
I've never been to an Easter parade. I am sorry. So this is April 19th, beginning at 11:45, and it goes from Stilts to Hattleman Avenue.
Yeah, on along, you know, it's in the Frankfurt Avenue.
Yeah, I was
it's put
say,
on
that
by
like
the
Frankfurt Avenue.
It's
okay.
put on by the Avenue. You know,
okay.
The Frankfurt
Easter
Avenue
Bunny
Business
and
Association.
Tons of free candy. I am on board with that.
Yeah. So basically any holiday, whether it's St. Patrick's Day, Easter, Derby Festival.
Everybody's
you know,
got a parade.
The parades are great because,
oh, yeah.
you know, if you plan accordingly, you know, time your parking, get a little spot, the kids love it.
Oh, yeah.
And so in the Easter parade, you're going to have all sorts of people throwing out candy.
Cool.
There's going to be just a lot of hoopla, creative floats and... You know, people going by playing music, and it's totally free. And what I like about it is, you know, I don't know if people know this, but like the Frankfurt Avenue, this isn't free to do. You know,
right.
like it takes money and investment and time for
so
these businesses
to put on the
parades.
A lot of people are putting a lot of work into this.
Right. So yeah. there are businesses along Frankfurt Avenue that have sponsored this parade.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they want you to come out and see what their area of town has to offer and enjoy this parade. So,
absolutely.
You know, I like for people to know that, you know, although it's free for you to attend.
It does cost somebody some money.
It costs somebody money.
Yep.
So go out and enjoy it.
Absolutely.
And then patronize those businesses.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's really a lot of fun to get out there and, you know, participate, watch a parade like that. And then, you know, check out a new restaurant that you maybe haven't been to
exactly.
before. Exactly. You know, because there are so many great restaurants up and down Frankfurt Avenue. And all too often, we kind of stick in our comfort zone a little bit.
Right. So it's
know?
A good excuse to get out there and
nice
try
to get
something
out there
new.
And try something new. Cool. All right. So what
do
else?
You want to talk about the helicopter?
I do want to talk about the helicopter. So I see I was actually looking for the other helicopter.
There are two.
There are two. So this one says helicopter Easter egg drop April 19th, noon to 2 p.m. And this one is
River Valley Christian.
Yeah.
So that's going to be in Prospect.
Now, they used to do a flashlight Easter egg.
Yes.
Hunt. Are they not doing that this year?
No.
They switched
helicopters.
It for
helicopters.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess that's kind of old
Bam.
Hat at this point.
Right. So a lot of places, I think, you know, the flashlight thing is just it's so yesterday.
Yeah. It's so 2012.
Because Jeffersonville used to do the flashlight Easter egg hunt. They're
and doing Jeffersonville
a
is also doing a helicopter.
So you see?
Helicopter
it's so
Easter
yesterday.
Egg. So April 19th at 2 to 4. So you can do two helicopters in one day. Oh, my goodness.
Maybe the helicopter is going from one to the other.
Oh, that's entirely possible.
It could be.
That is entirely
possible. So basically, I don't know how it's going to work. I assume you arrive and then there's some grand arrival of the helicopter. I'm sure they don't drop it
on chucking eggs
top
out
of people because, you know, like falling. Let's talk velocity here. And
maybe
it's gonna
maybe
hurt
take a helmet just for funsies.
Yeah, I don't know. They probably drop them and you watch them drop them and then the kids go and get the do the Easter egg hunt.
I can get on board with that. That
yeah,
sounds like a
and
lot
then
of fun.
Jeffersonville is kind of doing the same thing on April 19th. And, you know, a lot of these, some of them, you got to be careful. They have age restrictions. You know, they don't really want a 13-year-old or something trampling a 2-year-old.
So this one says ages 10 and under.
For Jeffersonville.
For Jeffersonville. And then the other one was...
They may not indicate, you know.
Yeah, they don't indicate. But most of them are like... This is for the little kids, guys.
12 and under, 10 and under, you know. A lot of those, some of the places when they're really real well done and organized, they break
the
kids up.
Oh, here it is. The River Valley Christian is ages through 5th grade.
So like 10 and under. 10 and under, the general, I think, like universal Easter egg hunt age. It's like 10 and under. And then a lot of places will divide them up by age. Like if you are 5 and under, you're going to go in this area.
Oh, yeah. A lot of places do that. And especially, you know, the one by my house that I was talking about earlier.
Didn't tell me about.
That I didn't tell. Horribly neglected to mention this to you. They have a section that's, you know, kind of cordoned off. And they say, okay, this area is only for the little kids.
Yeah, because those are the eggs that are just like out there.
Exactly.
Right. And so they don't want, you know, like... The big kids don't know their own size.
Yeah.
So those are the two.
And you got to give the little kids a chance.
Yeah. The helicopters are at River Valley Christian Church in Prospect and then in the Jeffersonville, put on by the city of Jefferson.
So you can do two helicopter Easter egg hunts in one day.
Yeah. And the Easter Bunny is going to be all there. There's going to be candy prizes, games, all that cool stuff. It's like... total extravaganza. Now, I will have you know, the one at Jeffersonville, they do require that you pre-register.
Oh, yes, I see that. Pre-registration is required and space is limited.
You heard it here, people.
You heard it here first.
You got about a week. So those are the egg hunt type things that are super fun. You know, you've heard us talk about Joe Huber's before on the podcast.
Right.
They have a giant Easter egg hunt as well. So you can go out and you can like fill yourself up with their good food.
Yeah, that Easter dinner and Easter eggs.
That's going to be like on Easter.
Yeah, that's April 20th. So annual giant Easter egg hunt will be at 3 p.m. and the Easter Bunny will be there too.
So I'm sure
and
this is...
that definitely get reservations.
Yeah, reservations.
Because that is the day for Joe Huber's.
And that's
going
to be a family tradition for people. Yep. So if you're looking for something that's kind of like, what can be our family tradition?
Yeah,
that might
be
it.
That's a good one.
You head to church.
Because you don't have to cook.
You go to the big Easter meal. Oh, yeah. You head to the big Easter meal. You do the big Easter egg hunt. I'm sure all the kids are going to be all dressed up. It's going to be so cute, you know?
Aww.
So that's a good thing.
You know, you have a boy and a girl. Mm-hmm. I have two boys. It's hard to find cute Easter clothes for boys. Have you had this problem?
It's just you can find khakis and a little tie and a little vest.
But I can't find those things. Where are you shopping? Okay, we'll talk about this later. Okay, so another one I was interested about was Easter Brunch Cruise on the Belle of Louisville. This is actually on Easter as well, April 20th from 1 to 3. Now, it's, you know, of course, this is one of those things. If you haven't been there, you maybe don't know this. You're there the whole time. You have to show up at boarding time, which is usually
an hour before.
Probably going to be 12:30 for boarding time. Then you go on the cruise. You get the buffet. Their buffet is pretty good. It's the same kind of fare as Joe Huber's. You get the fried chicken and the mashed potatoes and gravy and the green beans and corn on the cob.
Sometimes you cruise, you don't have to have the buffet.
You don't have to do the lower price point. Yeah, you can sit outside and you can get hot dogs and hamburgers off the snack bar.
Right.
And they also have a full bar, you know, if you might need a little adult beverage.
Yeah, get a little crazy on Easter.
On your Easter cruise. So that sounds like
that might be a
fun one.
Another potential tradition.
Absolutely. I think that would be a good tradition to start.
Something super special.
Okay. And you've got Easter Brunch at Review. That's the Revolving Restaurant, isn't it?
I don't think
I've been there. The Revolving Restaurant at the Galt House. You can go and have Easter Brunch. And you might hear giggling in the background. My baby is giggling at his Phineas and Ferb game.
Yeah, that's cool. We giggle. He likes, he wants to go to Review.
Yeah, clearly. Oh, yeah. Look at you, buddy.
We're working moms, okay?
Yes, we are. We do what we can. Easter brunch at the Galt House.
They're both at the Galt House.
So they're two different events.
Review is going to be a little higher end.
Yeah, that's the fancy, fancy, schmancy one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not that Galt House is not, but... And okay, so photos with the Easter Bunny, Oxmoor Mall, St. Matthew's Mall, Green Tree Mall.
Yeah.
Did I also see something on here about
Bass Pro Shop?
Bass Pro Shop. That's
because
what I was thinking.
I tell parents, okay, here's the deal. Save your money. Okay, there's the malls. Yeah. I understand that.
Right.
Love.
And we all grew up doing that.
Yeah, going to the malls. Yep. And the malls are great for, like, you know, you need to get inside and have a controlled place to walk around, yep, have your food all there. I love the mall.
Yeah.
But when you need to just get a picture with your kid, it's really expensive.
Yeah, it is.
So the Bass Pro Shop, they offer the free photos just like at Christmas with the Easter Bunny. And we have the schedule online, you know, in our Easter post. And you're going to have different times when you can see the Easter Bunny. It's totally free. You're going to get a really nice picture. It's not,
and you can go scope out tents for potential summer camping trips.
Oh, of course. And but they also have activities. They have different schedules of different crafts that the kids can do. They have Easter egg hunts at different times that go, you know, throughout the whole Bass Pro Shop. So it's really, you know, they kind of set up a whole Easter thing.
Yeah,
and it's going to be totally free.
They really do a lot of great events over at Bass Pro, and it's a lot of fun. And they have the fish tank, and yeah, you know, you can go and check out all the camping gear and all the kayaking and canoeing gear, and they just have all kinds of fun stuff over there.
Yeah, just be prepared that, like, if you're going on a weekend, you might have a little bit longer line, you know, for the Easter Bunny.
That's true. That is true. And then we've got, I mean, like, libraries are doing,
yes, check reading out your story, local library.
Yeah, they do story time and Easter crafts and all kinds of great stuff.
Easter for everyone.
Easter is for everyone. Absolutely. Are there any other events that you wanted to touch on?
Well, Westport Village has an Easter egg hunt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There are just so many. You really just have to check this post because, I mean, obviously we can't go through this point by point because
we could if we were like auctioneers.
We could, yeah, if we talked really, really fast and stayed on point.
Yeah. Like, I just encourage people to go to, if you go to LouisvilleFamilyFun.net, on the right hand side, you can scroll down and there'll be a thing called Recent Most Popular Posts and it will be in there.
Oh, yeah. Because and so everybody's trying to plan their Easter.
Yeah, or you can just Google because Google loves Louisville Family Fun.
Oh, yeah.
You can just Google Easter egg hunts, absolutely, Louisville 2014, and it'll absolutely pop up. But, you know, any of these holidays, we like to consolidate everything for everybody because it's
otherwise,
daunting.
Yeah, otherwise it is just unbelievable trying to find all the information. Or it's nice to have it all in one place.
Right. Or, you know, you're thinking, you know what? I don't want to go to the thing that everybody goes to. I want to find something different.
Well, yeah.
You are giving you all your options on, yep, our post. And
so say if you're a crazy person and you don't want to watch eggs get dropped out of a helicopter, you could perhaps go check something else out.
You can go to a more traditional Easter
there
egg hunt.
Go.
You know, and so this way we just make sure that everybody, you know, is able to make their choice and not have a holiday go by and go, oh, I wish I would have known about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
No regrets.
Well, it is now time for our Friday Funny. What do you have for us?
Well, you know, it's Easter.
Uh-huh.
Get the Easter Bunny.
Uh-huh.
So, okay, good rabbit joke.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay. All right. How do you know carrots are good for your eyes?
How do you know carrots are good for
not
your eyes?
Not just because mommy says so.
Hmm. Why? How?
Because you never see a rabbit wearing glasses. I mean, have you seen a rabbit wearing glasses?
I have not. I have not seen a rabbit with glasses. That's an excellent point.
So, I mean, obviously, carrots, the way to go.
Yeah, totally.
Save your eyes. Eat carrots.
There you go. Well, thanks for being with us. I'm really looking forward to all these Easter events now. And I wanted to remind everybody that our podcast today was brought to you by Learning RX, two locations in Louisville to train your brain. And when you mention the word podcast, you get $100 off your evaluation. Thanks for being with us.